Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome, everybody, to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm always excited about Tuesday. I feel like I miss people. Like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. I don't know what type of music we're going to listen to. I just know we're going to have fun. I was just thinking about how close the presidential election is getting in. The people that we have to pick from is like, the pickings are so slim. And Donald Trump, I'm sorry, I hope this never comes back to me, but he is a clown. He is seriously a clown. Did you see him in the church? Like, he was in church dancing, like that music, he was just loving it in his soul. Like, he listened to that every Sunday. He is a real live clown, I swear. He's hilarious. Well, anyhow, we just will pray for whoever the president is going to be, because I don't think it's a good or bad thing. I think it's more like just, that's all we got to work with. So I guess we're just going to work with that. And I feel like playing some old school today, so I'm going to take you to one of my favorite ladies, Chaka Khan, with Ain't Nobody, and we will be right back with the Miss Goldie 2 radio show, First Lady with the Facts.
Capture every slave. That's the way to
Yes, and if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, and that was my girl Chaka Khan. When I tell you, I just love R&B so much. I love music, but I love R&B so much. I always wished I was a singer, but I'm just so grateful to God for all the gifts that He did give me. I'm going to use them all, too. Shout out to Chaka Khan. Shout out to Culture Zine Radio Network. Make sure you go to the website, culturezine.com, Culture Zine Radio Network. They just have a whole great media campaign going on, and they definitely support the independent artists. If you want to be Artist of the Week, Artist of the Month, submit your music. And don't forget about the Hip Hop for Justice campaign. It's where the music, we are taking it into the streets and try to better our community. So submit your positive music, you know, no cursing, no killing people. Submit your positive music to hiphop, the number 4justice.com. So later on the show, I'm going to have a friend of mine I grew up with from New York. His name is Elgin Boxton, and he has an organization called Every Penny Counts. And later on, he'll be explaining to us all about what Every Penny Counts is and what it means. So every week on Culture Zine Radio Network, we always have a True School Artist of the Week, in which we pay homage, we celebrate, and play the music of a true school artist, an old school artist, whatever you want to call it. So this week, I picked my own True School Artist of the Week, and that is Marie Greene with Child Called Black. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show.
The darkness of the night, out of the heat of passion, they say it's all right. That'd be a frown upon their faces when we walk hand in hand. You look so proud of me, they know that you're my man. In the heat of passion, the darkest of the night, He has come and shed my bed, even though I am not white. But He can't escape the truth, a proof He has not seen, 'cause I bore the child called black, the child with eyes of green. In the heat of passion, the darkest of the night, He has come and shed my bed, even though I am not white. But He can't escape the truth, a proof He has not seen, 'cause I bore the child called black, the child. Just another sight to see. Why must we be a spectacle when I love you and you love me? Why won't they let us be? Why do they ridicule our kind of love when they don't know what they're thinking, how far they're talking of? In the heat of passion, the darkness of the night, He has come and shed my bed, even though I am not white. But He can't escape the truth, a proof He has not seen, 'cause I bore the child called black, the child with eyes of green. No, He can't escape.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And that was Marie Greene with Child Called Black. And when I tell you, sisters, that song is so deep, sis. Let me tell you, I believe that it is about an interracial relationship. And it was a child involved. And you couldn't deny it after that. But it didn't mean anything to them because they was in love. But maybe in the 70s, they didn't accept that type of thing. So shout out to Marie Greene for putting that there, out there on the table. That was released on Buddha Records in the 70s, and I just love her so much. You got to see her now. She's Mother Cooper, though. So now I'm going to take it to Love Come Down with Evelyn Champagne King, because I love Evelyn Champagne King. And we will be right back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts.
Love, love, love.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Cody TU radio show. Right now, we was just jamming to, tell me y'all wasn't dancing. Just tell me y'all wasn't dancing. To Evelyn Champagne King with Love Come Down. I was just thinking about when I was young, it used to be a roller skating rink in Yonkers called Wheels. And they would bring celebrities there to perform, and it was all ages. So it was when the younger kids got to hang out with the older players. And, you know, and we used to do this dance called the Smurfette to that. You should have seen me in here trying to do it just now. It was so cute and so funny. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and thank everybody on the check-in, my friends and family and everybody listening everywhere. Thank you for listening to the Miss Goldie TU radio show. And I was thinking about this teacher that has gone viral, that they've been posting everywhere. I mean, she's super cute. She could have been a model. She could have been, she has a beautiful body, and you can tell that she has a beautiful personality. And she's a kindergarten teacher, and everyone has been sharing and posting about her that, you know, if they was in kindergarten and their teacher looked like that, and is she inappropriate as a teacher? Well, the things I saw her with, she was totally appropriate, but she's just beautiful. And I'm pretty sure the kids in her class love her. I mean, for the girls and the little boys, I wouldn't miss a day of school if that was my teacher. It's like having your own personal Barbie doll at school. And she got an award for being an exceptional teacher. And I think that's all that really matters, people, is that she's a great teacher. And the way she looks, I wouldn't have missed a day of kindergarten. She looks fun. She's beautiful. It looks like the kids learn a lot from her. Hey, stop hating on the kindergarten teacher. Shout out to her. Maybe more kids will go to school if their teacher looked like her. Whatever. Kids like to be tricked nowadays. Trick them into school. We trick them into crime. We trick them into using drugs and alcohol. Let's trick them into going to school. So now, don't forget to log on to the Culture Zine Radio Network website, www.culturezine.com, and you can listen to past episodes of the Miss Goldie TU radio show. Share it with your friends. I've really been being hard on people on my social media because I feel like people just use you on social media. They want you, they tag you and stuff that has nothing to do with you, and they, yeah, if I have 5,000 friends on social media, on one social media, that's not including Instagram and Twitter. If I have so many friends on social media, I should have so many listeners on my radio show. I should have so many people in my support system. So why are you on social media? Are you supporting people? Are you just being nosy? Are you just spying on people? What do you do on social media? Because I'm looking for the people that support me, because I'm going to support them too. I'm not saying that, you know, people shouldn't spread their music or spread their product, but let me, when I go on your page, I want to see your stuff on your page. I don't want to see your 400 friends posting everything on your page. If I want to see what you're doing, I'm going to go to your page. And if I like it, I will share it. Please don't tag me. I've been deleting people lately, and people have become offended because I unfriend them. But I feel like if you don't support me and you don't share my stuff, don't share stuff on my page, plain and simple. And, you know, some people, they might not know what I'm talking about in the face. If you're not in the Facebook world, if you're not in the social media world, you may have no idea what I'm talking about. But it is so annoying to get notifications from things that have nothing to do with you. Like, my social media is busy enough without me having to check videos that commented on somebody else's status or about somebody else that had nothing to do with me. So I want to know, when people come look on my page, that they see what I'm doing. They see what I'm sharing. They sharing my life with me. I don't want to look on your page and see everybody that's on your friends list, what's going on with them. No, it's so annoying. So people, please. And it's not that I'm not your friend in real life, but I will unfriend you on social media if you tag me and stuff. And I still love you any old way. So since we're doing it so old school and everything, I'm going to take it to Melissa Morgan with Fool's Paradise because, you know, I'm such a hip-hop head. Not really. R&B. No. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts. And I'll see you, my guys. Hey. Until I can keep them, make sure y'all go cop that mixtape. I'm telling you, Mike, I stay on the business. Back to business. Always been in the business. Never left the business. Hardest working in the business. So, you know, I play the Under Lock and Key snippets every now and then, but y'all got to go get the whole mixtape. Support the fam. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts. Hi, Ma.
Star.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Golden T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Coachazine Radio Network. And that was my girl Melissa Morgan with Fool's Paradise. I'm telling you, I feel like I'm at a party right now. How about you? So before my mom got on the line, I was just thinking about how grateful I was for my life. People, we should be more grateful for our life. Even if your life is not in a space you need it to be in, and you've been through things, and you're going through things, and you will go through things. But if you just be grateful for every day, and just love whatever life you have, and when I tell you I love my life, and it's not the best life, and it's not the worst life, but it's my life. So I love my life so much. Hey, my guys. Shout out to the whole Under Lock and Key Camp, Shaw Ames, Angie Mulani, Chris over there, JMO. I mean, Mike Ice Camp is so thick. I need a full roster list and everything. But I know they got that mixtape popping, and he took it old school. He's selling it out the trunk. What you know about that? He pushing units right now, and that's what artists need to go back to doing. They need to go back to pushing units. And I was talking to someone earlier about artists and how, you know, they get a record deal and they say, I'll sign you for $5 million and you got five albums. But what artists are not realizing, that $5 million is a loan to put out those five albums. It's not your money. You're not going to spend it. They're not going to give it to you. They're going to spend it the way they see fit. And they'll give you an advance. And, of course, artists say, you know, I get $50,000. I'm jerking it. I'm going out. I'm buying a car. I'm going shopping. I'm doing all the things I never got to do when I was broke. And once the $50,000 is gone, I'm saying, you know, I got fine for $5 million. So I could spend this $50,000, but you don't have $5 million. They gave you $50,000 on a loan. So you were supposed to survive off of that until you started selling records, until you started making money. And you can best believe that the record label is going to take their money first. So you can be an artist with a $5 million deal and you still live at your grandma's house? Yes. It's all about being smart. It's all about having business sense and investing. They give you that money as a loan to put out your album. I run into artists all the time, unsigned artists, independent artists, and they say, you know, can you book me a show? I want to get paid. And I tell them, if you can bring 100 people through this door, I'll pay you. But you can't even get artists to bring 10 people. And it's good and it's bad because we don't have people to support us. We need more support as an artist. Can you get 10 people to come see you perform? Can you get 20 people? So how are you supposed to sell 1 million records if you can't even get 10 people to buy your CD or 10 people to come out and see you perform? So please don't look for a check until you are the type of artist that can get people to come out, support what you're doing. And most of that work, you have to do it on your own. Nobody's going to do it for you. It's not back in the days where they discovered talent on a corner and they did everything for them. The record labels lost a lot of money with drug addicts, people going to jail, artists that was one-hit wonders. They never made it. So the record label is a business, and they're not into losing money, really. So if you are not a commodity that is pushing yourself, it's hard to make it as an artist because you have to sell yourself. You have to do tours. You have to do shows. You have to contact fan bases, and your life never stops. So you know what, really? Some of y'all are not about this life. And me, I love the background. Let the background sing. So, we don't have as much responsibility as the front people. So now I'm going to take it to my girl Sunshine Anderson, lunch or dinner, and I'll be right back with the Miss Cody T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts. Mm-hmm. And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And I just love everyone that tunes in. And right now, I got my friends on the line that I was telling you about earlier, Mr. Elgin Boxton from Every Penny Count. Hi, Elgin.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for calling in. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. It's not a problem.
Thank you so much for calling in to the Miss Goldie TU radio show. And you got this great movement going on called Every Penny Counts. So explain to the listeners what Every Penny Counts is and how it started.
Okay, Every Penny Counts. It's a movement. It's a brand. That's something that my mother used to say from Yonkers, New York. And what she used to do is put money away. And every summer she would come up to Connecticut and get my kids and, you know, keep them for like 3-4 days. In 2013 on Easter, March 31st, she passed away from a brain tumor. So turned it into a clothing line. The year she was born is inside the penny and her original handwriting is on every arm, leg, and sleeve.
So when you say every penny counts and that's something that your mother used to say, it goes much deeper than that because at the time, you know, you said your mother would save this money, right? And she would come get your kids. And she would do what with this money?
She would get them, bring them to Pennsylvania, Hershey Park, bring them down like to Yonkers, take them to Times Square, you know, just show them a good time. And also, you know, let them know that, you know, save your money.
And tell us what's your mom's name, because we have listeners from Yonkers. We have listeners from everywhere. Tell us your mom's name.
Her name is Marsha Boxton.
Yes, and a special angel, Miss Marsha Boxton. I knew Miss Marsha. She lived in the Warburton area, and she was always such a sweet lady. So what geared you to start this vision, and where did it start from with feeling like you had to keep this legacy going for your mom?
Well, 2009, I got in some trouble, and I got locked up.
Right.
So when I was locked up, that's when my mother passed away from the brain tumor, and I got out 9.5 years later. So while I was in there, I said, you know, she used to say, every penny counts. So when I get out, I'm going to carry on that legacy right there with her name. So basically, from the jail letters that she wrote, we scanned it, her original handwriting, Marsha, up off the envelope. And that's the name on the sleeve right there. And then we took, you know, the year she was born and put it inside the penny. And it's like, you know, we got to just carry that legacy on.
And that's just so amazing. And so with the Every Penny Counts organization, what is your vision and what is your plan? And what are you trying to do with the trademark, with the brand, with the pushing of the T-shirts? What is it that you're wishing to accomplish from this?
Well, I actually went to Woodfield, the detention center in Westchester County, and spoke to the kids there and told them my story. And not just that, My son just got out of the Marines. He's in San Diego getting ready to play college football next year, so he's in college. So he's going to do the first scholarship in my mother's name at his high school, Holy Cross. And then as my daughter, we're just going to move it around. The thing is, we want to put a scholarship in her name, you know, and just help send some kids to school. You never know. Just kids just go to school. You know, you might be a doctor, scientist, anything. You know, we just want to help people, just push our legacy like that and help put people through school.
And that's so amazing. And how could people reach out to you to buy T-shirts, to donate money to this, to even be sponsors of the funding that you would need for these programs to get these kids some funding in Every Penny Counts? How would people reach out to you?
Or you can reach me on Facebook at Elgin Boxton. Instagram is everypenny_counts. We have a website, DPCClothing, onebigcartel.com. And we have a Gmail, everypennycounts@gmail.com. And you can also call me at 203-510-9120.
And that's amazing. And I feel like with the Every Penny Counts organization, is that you wasn't being selfish with who your mom was to you and why she saved every penny to just be able to, you know, show kids a good time. Because right now in this time, kids are not having a good time. No one is saying, you know, I have the money to take this kid to Hershey Park, or this summer I'm going to take this kid on a trip. These kids are not leaving their community, a lot of kids. They're not able to, you know, parents, they don't have the money. They can't, they might have multiple kids. They can't take them out. They can't send them to school. And right now, kids don't have the vision on going to college. They barely have the vision of getting out of middle school or high school. So we need more people involved in Every Penny Counts. We need more people to invest in the future of what's going to happen, because we're going to be the old people in a minute. And these kids who may be uneducated, they don't have a sense of morals, they don't have a sense of conviction, they don't love anyone. These are the people that are going to be ruling the world. And, you know, if you can reach out to some kid that you know, may have a idea, a good head on their shoulders, but needs, you know, some support, a sense of support, I feel like Every Penny Counts could be that.
Yes, definitely.
You agree?
Well, I definitely agree on that. One of the things that we're trying to do is reach the little kids in school and teach them, like, them 5-cent bottles. put that away. You know what right. I mean? Like five bottles is 25 cents, 10 is 50 cents. Put that away. Instead of asking your mother for that dollar, put them bottles away. It's also educating them and teaching them to be entrepreneurs too, and not ask the parents every time for money. Give, give, give. So, you know, that's one of the goals right there. And, you know.
And that that is the meaning of every penny count.
Yes.
Every penny does count. And you know what? You say that, but my grandmother used to go on a cruise every year from bottles and cans. And all year long, she would save the money from the bottles and cans and turn them back in at the store. And she would put them in this water jug. And then when it was almost time for her to pay for her trip, she would roll those coins up before they had coin machines. You would roll the coins up and you would take them to the bank. So my grandmother used to roll those coins up and it paid for her trip to Bermuda every year. But we don't look at that. We throw it in the garbage. And like you say, every penny counts.
Yes. I've been having a lot of people lately say every time they see a penny, they're picking it up. But it's like it's older people. They picking them pennies up, you know, and I be telling kids, you can't make a quarter without that penny. You take that penny
right.
away from that dollar, it's 99 cents, you know.
Every penny counts.
Every penny counts, no matter how you look at it. Play with Sprint.
No matter how you look at it.
They going to cut that phone.
Just like every minute counts. And if you looked at pennies as minutes as time, every minute counts, every penny counts, every person counts. And if we was all counting what we can, if we was counting more than wasting, we would be much more prosperous, right?
Definitely. Definitely. Get it right on the head. Get it on the head.
Right. So tell everybody one more time where they can reach you out, where they can support Every Penny Counts. I'm supporting Every Penny Counts. I got to get some T-shirts down here in Atlanta. And you just got to, you know, spread the movement around because people will believe in positive things. Sometimes it's a little harder, and we have to do the footwork as founders and creators of things that people need. I mean, you can always tell people things they don't need, but it's hard to sell people things that they do need. So, you know, I want to support Every Penny Counts, and I hope to see it go a very long way. And sleep in peace to your mom, the angel. I always remember her, and she was always such a very nice lady. And thank you so much for calling in to the Ms. Goldie T radio show. So tell everybody once again where they can reach you at.
To me, the website is epcclothing1.bigcartel.com. Facebook is Elgin Boxton. The Instagram is everypenny_count. The Gmail is everypennycounts203@gmail.com. Phone number is 203-510-9120. Goldie, and another thing I wanted to tell you, all these athletes, let's get them and let them know that every penny counts because a lot of them going broke. Let's get the next big athlete up there with that T-shirt on when they getting drafted.
That's Butch. I'm so with it. Like, I'm such not a punk. I'll go up to anybody. As long as you are pushing something that's positive, I'm not scared. I'm not scared to roll with anything that cannot be denied. And, I mean, they are losing money. They're hurting themselves. You can have money one day and don't have money the next day. So every penny does count. And especially us as a culture, we need to start saving our money more, me included. We don't save our money. We get money, we spend it. We don't care. We think it's no tomorrow. And it is a tomorrow. And you will need this. And things do run dry. And things do run out. And your family will need things. And when you can't provide them, what are we going to do? We're going to turn to crime. We're going to turn to different things that don't elevate us as people. So we all need to start realizing that every penny counts. And you know what? I'm going to get on more counting my pennies because, I mean, I got a bucket full of pennies down here. Sometimes I got to go on my penny bucket when I go to Walmart. Like, hey, I'm just
there. Your boy Styles P said he lived by that. Your boy Styles P said, I live by that. He be rocking the socks. He said, man, I live by that. Said, I live by it.
And he's a very wise man.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, they've been very supportive to me. He is very wise,
and he does support things that is in the spirit, the mind, the body, and I appreciate Styles P for that. He has changed dramatically, and he's a barrel full of information. And if more people would support you, shout out to Yonka, support Elgin Boxing, support Every Penny Counts. And you just got to get it out there more. And don't never stop. Just keep it going. Yeah. I don't care if nobody supports you, if nobody wears a T-shirt, you keep it going because it's going to go.
Yes, I'm all in. My hands is all in. You know, Woodworth, they've been holding me down. I can't even lie. Them guys have been holding me down. And look out for the
and
Every
I know
Penny
your mom,
singles. You heard me,
Goldie? I know your mom smiling down on you right now saying, I know she's very proud of you right now.
Yes, thank you. And look out for that Every Penny Count singles. You heard
me,
Goldie?
Who's going to be on the Every Penny Count single?
Snipe Life and J-Num, and we don't know who's going to be yet on the hook. We don't know. In the intro,
and Miss Goldie.
Two of my mother's. Miss Goldie, too.
And Goldie,
uh-oh,
Bob.
She got through it in. Uh-oh. And we
got
to have two of my mother's.
Balls or eight balls on there.
Listen, and we're going to have, and we also going to have two of my, it's going to start off with two of my mother's last voices on the intro. Two of her last voices on the intro that has been saved. I got to let you hear it one day. It's crazy. One of them is she's trying to
figure out how to do the jail thing
because I'm locked up. And another one, she's sending her grandkids money and gifts for Christmas.
Make sure you send it to me first.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes, I got
it. Yeah, make sure you send it to me.
You might have to spit up there on there for me, too.
Don't worry, I got you. Every penny definitely counts. And I knew your mom personally. She used to always walk up and down our street. I think you lived kind of by the park, right?
Yep, right next to
right front from 440. So your mom walked past our house at 407 Warburton every day. And she was always so pleasant and always had a smile on her face.
Yes. And I got a picture. Picture of the cover is going to be an old picture from 2001 of my mother and Jada on Warburton when they used to be feeding people. That's going to be on that cover of that single. Yeah. We're gonna make
so amazing. Yes. And thank you so much for calling into the Miss Goldie Two Radio Show First with the Facts. And we're going to keep up with Every Penny Counts. And on that note, I got to take it to my man Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror, because this moment reminds me of when people are being selfless. So I'm going to take it to Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, and I'll be right back with the Miss Goldie 2 Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts.
To make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collarboard, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them bleed? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind and know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one got to know. I'm asking you.
We all got to make a change somewhere and somehow. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Miss Golden to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. We're urban culturalists, and I look forward to hearing from everyone next week, same time, same place, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Tell someone else to tune in. Tell someone else to log in. If you want to advertise or be a sponsor, hit me up. Miss Goldie to you, the number two, the letter U, at gmail.com. I do your comments. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And everybody have a good night, and I will see you guys all next week. Thank you for tuning in.